the Goldberg. Big-hearted Molly Goldberg is calling a town meeting in order to help the ex-swindler, Edward Way, get a fair start in his chicken business. As usual, Molly stands pretty much alone in her belief in Way. Jake, her husband, refuses even to attend the gathering. And Dr. Christopher Cater, a young psychologist who might be of much help to her, is too blinded by jealousy to see any merit in the man at all. For Christopher has become very fond of Oriane Leland, the young Frenchwoman whom Molly has taken under her roof. And in spite of his disapproval, Oriane has become Way's partner in the business. But Molly is determined to go through with it anyway. Listen.
Rosa, darling, please, so don't stand, lay me out.
Can I go to the meeting with you tonight?
No, darling, I don't think so, but it's not a meeting for you, dear. What do you mean? Surely not. Rosa, darling, what's Mary Foote's number?
42.
42, 42, 42. All right, Rosa, darling, so lay me out my spotted dress with the figures, dear, yes?
I don't like that dress on you, Ma.
Why not?
Where's your brown dress?
The brown dress?
Uh-huh.
Not too,
It's nice, Ma.
You like it?
Uh-huh.
I saw the skirt is a little too...
It isn't, Ma.
Not too...
No.
What? So the brown one, let me ask. All right. Two is Mary Foote, huh?
Uh-huh.
And Fine everything?
The tea operator will give it to you.
All right. All right. And what's up
her doing? She's figuring something with Sammy.
Oh, Rosalie.
Yeah?
Is Papa going to the meeting with me?
I don't think so, Ma.
You don't want to go, huh?
What
did
you say, Ma?
Nothing. Operator, 42, please. 42. Rosie, dear, lay me out my little white collar also.
What did you say?
I'm speaking to Rosie.
What, Ma?
Hello, Mary Foote? This is Mrs. Goldberg under wire. Yes. Well, I'm expecting you at Mr. Willoughby's house tonight.
What did you say, Ma?
Yes. Will you hold, please? Hold one second. Rosie, please, I said my white collar. My white collar. Hello? In reference to certain things that we have to discuss, that's what is the meeting. Yes. Mr. Ray. Yes. I want all the folks to know Mr. Ray as I know him, not as the people think they know him. And after I have told what I have learned from his own cook that works for him, well, there are two sides to every man. Well, Scott?
Huh.
Of course. Listen, darling, if even a penny has two sides? All right, dear. Very well. Very well, then I will see you, dear. Bye.
Why is there never anything in this house?
Never, Father, never. Rosalie, give Papa ink. And, Rosalie, what did you say your Tiny Avery's number is?
Tiny Avery, you're calling soon.
Everybody I'm calling.
The ink, Rosie, please.
You're not going, dear?
I'm not going, Molly, and don't ask me why.
I'm not asking.
So you don't require a reply.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much, Jake. Very much, dear. Hello? Hello, I want Tiny Avery's place to leave. Yes. 27. I believe 27 to 7. Yes. Oh, Dr. Cater? Please come in back. I'm just on the way. Yes, I'm holding. Will you call me back, please? Call me back. Dr. Cater, I'm just calling all the people to get us to the meeting.
Oh.
Yes, Doctor. And Dr. Cater Jr. just came in. Doctor, I wish you could go to the meeting, Doctor. It would mean so much.
Come in here, Doctor.
Hmm? Oh.
Mr. Goldberg, yes, calling, yes. You. Doctor, try to see if Mr. All right. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Goldberg. Yes, dear. Remember, finally, when I spoke to you about a meeting to reference Mr. Ray? Yes. Well, there are many things I want you to know about the man. Well, that's the purpose of my meeting. Well, the things you don't know are more important than the things that you do know. Indeed. One second, finally, dear. My door is knocking. Will you hold, please? Oh, all right. Thank you. Very well, then I'll see you. Goodbye. Come in, whatever, if anybody. Come in.
Mr. Way lives here, doesn't he?
Yes, surely.
Well, I want to see you.
Well, won't you come in, please?
Where is he?
Well, it is not him.
Where is he?
Well, he'll be in any minute.
Then I'm waiting for him.
Surely. Well, won't you sit down, please?
I can stand.
Well, why shouldn't you sit?
When will he be back?
Well, I don't know exactly why.
He's enjoying himself raising chickens, huh? That's more than I can do. Oh, maybe you think I'm talking up in the air. But I'm one of the thousands of people he swindled. He took all my savings. And I just heard he got out of jail. So I came to see him to introduce myself, you know. I dressed up in all my best clothes and I borrowed money. And I took a bus and I came here.
Who came in?
Somebody. Hello, buddy. This is my daughter.
How you do?
This gentleman is waiting for Mr. Ray. So, dear, lay me out.
Ma?
This is my son. Go, children, please. Go, dear.
Benny, are you getting up?
This is my husband. Dick, the gentleman is waiting to see Mr. Ray.
Yes, I'm waiting. I've waited 3 years.
Maybe he'll be very late.
I got plenty of time. I never have anything to do. I just wait. And I've been waiting a long time. So a little longer won't make much difference. So he was here all the time.
But that...
Let me introduce myself. I am one of the people you never saw. One of the people you swindled, Mr. Ray. My name... Oh, it wouldn't make any difference to you. So, you're in the chicken business,
but,
huh?
Please, Mr. Goldberg, let the man talk.
Let me talk. Thanks very much. You're going to let me talk. I've been saving this talk for you for a long time. Three long years. You don't remember me, do you? Well, I'm stock 190065 to 198000. See? Yes, that's who I am. What was your number, Mr. Wayne?
Mrs. Gilbert, sir.
The amount was $900. Well, it didn't take me long to save it. Oh, no, only 10 years. 10 years, yes. Remember the ad you put in the paper? Safe as a bank, people's investment, security, and public welfare. Remember, Mr. Wayne, do you? Answer me. Yes, I lost my job, too. Oh, yes. It was only me and my wife. She's a cripple. We figured maybe we could run the 900 up to 1500 and get this little chicken farm. Just like you have now, you know. But the security was just a word, wasn't it? And then suddenly he was in jail. The great Mr. Wayne was in jail. I never saw you and you never saw me. And now we're both broke. Or aren't you broke? Maybe you got a little sorted away, huh? Maybe there's a few bucks around that belong to me, maybe, huh? What do you say, Mr. Wayne? But you sat up on the hill in the big house and the wire fence ran all around it and there was gardens in it and horses and cows and stuff. You lived off the money poor slobs like me, say. You did, you. You played the Lord High Mucky Muck and we lost every nickel we had. And now maybe you think you'll quit because you spent a vacation in jail. Well, you're not quit. And you'll never be quit. And I've come to get my money and I'll get it. I'll get it out of you if I have to wring you dry, if I have to.
I'm not Mr. Way. That's Mr. Way.
The poor victim of Way's swindle has shot his anger like the last bullet from the gun of his pent-up rage. Dr. Kidder was wise in letting the wrath pour out over himself. He may even have saved.